What a gorgeous night. You know, doesn't even seem like you notice anymore. Hey, I know you're not so intent on whatever scribbling you're doing that you don't even hear me. Come on. It's just us. Hey, I know you feel compelled to be like all professional when the rest of the group is around. And I mean, to be fair, you are in charge of keeping us alive on this trip. Which, yes, to be fair, it's asking a lot when you're dealing with a bunch of college friends from the city, you know, a bunch of girly girls who normally wouldn't be caught dead without spending a good hour in front of the mirror before they go out. It's kind of getting cold. Do you mind if I join you over there? Okay, thanks. I don't think I expected it to get nearly this cold. This was all my idea, you know? If it weren't for me, I don't think any of us would be out here. Hey, I went camping a lot as a kid. And then I went to summer camp all the way up until I went to college. I have a lot of memories out on trails and on campsites. There's something familiar about all of this. Even though I've never actually been out here specifically before. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? I mean, what am... Of course you know. You found this place and it's beautiful and there's a clearing next to a lake that ends in a stunning mountain range and stars, endless stars. Honestly, I forget about the stars, you know, living in a city. You probably don't even know, you know, being out here for so long. And maybe you even live here during the off season. That sounds lovely to me. But you do get to see all of this all the time. Do you ever get lonely, though? Sorry, that was pretty forward of me. Oh, you do? I mean, that makes sense. Glad having us out here can maybe, you know, help with that a little. Say, I hope you don't mind me asking, but my shoulders aren't really used to, like, carrying, like, a heavy pack around. Would you be willing to maybe give me a massage? Just for a little while. I mean, I know I'm technically a customer, but it's just us. And it would feel really good. Yes. Thank you so much. Hold on. Let me just take off my top. Of course I have a sports bra on, Coop. Don't get all weird. I just want to make sure my shirt's not getting in the way. Oh my god, don't pretend to be all scandalized. Like you haven't seen way more, like a pool or a beach. No. Oh. Yeah, I guess it is chilly out here. Thank you for noticing. Fortunately, I'll be facing the fire, and you'll be looking at my back. So hopefully this won't be too much of a distraction. Okay. Oh, right there. Ow. Oh, not quite so hard. I'm a fragile city girl, okay? I'm not used to roughing it. But I'm glad your hands are so warm. I feel like I'm constantly trying to warm myself up out here. I'm putting my hands down my pants right now to try to keep them warm. Don't get any big ideas. I'm just relaxing, okay? And between your strong, warm hands behind me and the fire in front, I'm feeling very nice. Thank you very much. I know I'm not supposed to carry the weight of the pack on my shoulders. It's all supposed to rest on my hips. I read the booklet that came with my backpack. Seriously, quit it, I know. Hey! Watch where your hands are. Your fingertips are running down my sides. It tickles, okay? You don't need to demonstrate. Or, I mean, you can. But don't do it with just your fingertips. That's making me shiver and it's giving me goosebumps. Okay, so the belt should be snug around my waist and the weight should be sitting not on my lower back, but on my hips. Right there. But not there. Okay. That makes sense. And if I do that, my shoulders won't hurt so much at the end. Well, I mean, I just wish we'd had this chat on the first night instead of one of the last. we're going to be staying here the next 2 nights and then we're just hiking back out, right? So there's not like all that much hiking left to be done. And since we're leaving, there's not as much food, right? So it'll be a lot lighter than when we got in. Obviously, what do I know? I'm just a city girl and hey! Okay. That's quite enough, mister. I told you not to graze my skin with your fingertips like that. But I do feel much better. My back seriously feels a million times better. Okay. Time to switch. Well, yeah, obviously. I'm not gonna let you give me an amazing massage and then just not return the favor. Though, I make no promises that I can make your back feel nearly as good as you just made mine feel. My hands are small and soft, so really working out those kinks just isn't my forte. I don't know, maybe you'll appreciate what I can do anyway. Okay. Now move it, mister. The night is not getting any younger. Let me just get behind you and scoot up there. Okay, yes. Perfect. Dude, come on, you didn't think I was gonna give you a massage with your shirt on, did you? Really? That's silly. No, just relax. My shirt is still off too, okay? And everyone's asleep. How do I know? We can literally see their tents from here. And the zippers are all closed. Look, don't worry about it. It'll feel better this way. We're just working out a few long days on the trail. And you deserve to relax. Don't you, mister? Don't you deserve to unwind after a few long days out on the trail? Don't you deserve to work out all the kinks after making sure this group of silly girls doesn't get themselves lost in the woods or fall off a cliff or eaten by bears? Of course you do. So I'm going to take off this shirt and you're going to sit in front of me and relax. You can stare at the fire or look up at the stars or just close your eyes and listen to me, since I'm sure your back isn't as sore. I'll start with the nice scalp massage to help you zone out. Okay. Then I'll work my way down. I like it when people talk to me during massages. I hope you do too. Now, you know I told you how much I love the stars. I'm not super into astrology or anything, but I really do feel, I don't know, somehow more connected to myself, to everyone, to the people I'm with. You know, I've known most of the girls on this trip for a long time. I mean, all of us went to college together. But I have known some of them since high school or even middle school. We've been through a lot together. Fallen in and out of love. Been with each other for, you know, all the best times, but some of the worst too. But it's okay, because now we're here together. Just us hanging out together in the wilderness for a week. I mean, yes, okay, sorry. You're here too. I didn't mean to leave you out or anything. But I appreciate that you've been willing to give us some time to ourselves. I'm sure there must be some temptation to follow us all over and make sure we're not unsupervised. But you haven't done that, have you, mister? I know you've left us alone, right? And we really appreciate that. Like, after lunch yesterday, you showed us to that beautiful lake next to the waterfall. I mean, like, sure, it was a large pool, but it was beautiful and perfect and secluded. And you just left us all alone to relax. Just the girls, right? A bunch of good friends swimming and tanning and relaxing after a few hard days of hiking together. It was beautiful and peaceful and just felt so far away from everything, from everyone. We could just cut loose and indulge in being ourselves with each other and without anyone there to bother us or watch or listen. You thought I didn't know, didn't you? Don't try to squirm away. Don't try to protest. Not here to call you out. I'm not angry with you. I'm not upset at all, though I don't think you're nearly as sneaky as you think you are. Is that your move? When you have a group of hot young women on your chips? Uh-huh. It is, isn't it? Secretly, you're a pervert, aren't you? I felt your cock twitch when I said it. So you must know you are. You love to watch, don't you? You take groups of girls to your secret watering hole and you say, enjoy your afternoon while I get the next campsite set up. You tell them, no one ever comes up here. You say, I'll be gone for at least a couple of hours. And then, instead of going to the campsite, just double back around to your perch on the overlook across the way. And you think no one will notice. Because it's not on the side of the waterfall. And it's not in the direction of the view of the ridge. And you have those nice trees for you to look in between. I saw you, and you didn't see me. I watched you watching us while we all peeled off our sweaty shirts and our jeans and yoga pants. I saw you staring. All the panties and sports bras were traded for bikinis. And I saw you pull out this thick, hard cock after all the bikinis got wet and the girls all laid out to tan. I watched you stroke yourself as my friends took off their tops. Because they thought they were alone. It was so fucking hot watching you. I didn't know what to do with myself, honestly. My pussy was so wet. I was so fucking turned on. I couldn't take off my bikini bottom even because it would have been so obvious. I love to be watched. And I love to watch. It's always been, I don't know, a thing of mine. I was watching my friends as much as you. Enjoying their curves. Their soft asses. Their perky tits. Their pussy showing through their wet swimsuits. Most of my friends don't know that I like girls. Not because I'm embarrassed. It's just now that we're all adults, we don't see each other very often. But I do. I love how soft other girls are. I love tracing their bodies with my eyes. And I imagine tasting them. Licking their neck. Nibbling their ears. Smelling their skin. You have to stay quiet. I know I said they were all asleep and we could see their dents, but shh. I'm stroking your cock with one hand and rubbing my wet pussy with the other. I'm pretty sure we can't explain how I added this, okay? Do you want me to take off my bra? Do you want to feel my hard nipples raking against your skin while I stroke you? Do you want to see my boobs? Again, I mean, you already saw them once. You've been staring. Don't even lie. That was the first thing you looked at when I got off the bus. And you've noticed, haven't you? That every day I've worn a little less. Baggy shirts at first, then tighter ones, then just sports bras. Honestly, how did you not notice that I could see with the pool? Oh, yeah, obviously. You were too busy with my tits to notice my eyes. I made a nice show of letting my tits spill out of my bikini for you, though. Didn't I? Okay, turn around. You need a break. I can feel your hips bucking in my hand. I'm not ready for you to come. Not yet. I want to see up close just how much you love my tits. Just turn around. Put your back. Now, stroke your cock slowly. I told you, you're not allowed to come. This is supposed to cool you down, a little at least. Don't be embarrassed about staring. I want you to stare. I want you to stroke your cock and stare at my tits in this tight sports bra. And I want you to keep doing it while I rub my hand on my soft tummy and grab my bra, just blow my tits and slowly, agonizingly pull it up and up and up. until I drop right in front of your face. Yes, baby. That's the look I wanted. That's the naked need I crave. With your mouth slightly open and watering, your eyes tracing every curve, your tongue tracing your lips, all my nipples get hard in the cold night air. Do you want to taste my pussy on my tits? Look at my juices glistening on my nipples in the firelight. Doesn't it look delicious? Doesn't the thought of tasting me, all of me, make that cock throb in your hand? You can barely keep yourself under control, naughty boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, go ahead, baby. Suck my tits. But no touching your cock while you do. And no touching my pussy either. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh my god. My good god. This is just what you've been wanting. So fucking bad, isn't it? Your mouth and your hands feel so good. Just let up all of that enthusiasm you've been building up over the week. Oh. Did you want thongs disappearing into the cracks of bubble butts? Or big tits spilling out of tiny tops while we swam? Or perky little boobs that barely moved when they took off their tops? Were you desperately wishing you could see whether anyone was bold enough to wear a unilined suit so you could see her pussy through her suit. Spoiler, no one was. But I think your favorite is my favorite too. Once you got done with my chest, your gaze wandered to my best friend, Michelle. The way your cock moved tells me I'm right. You love everything about her. You love her warm skin, her gentle curves, her firm tits, her tight ass. Oh. As soon as she pulled her off her top, you were done. You poor boy. Who knows when the last time you got any action was? To say nothing for the last time you saw someone of her caliber almost entirely naked. And with everyone else around. Too much, wasn't it? All those asses and tits and swimsuits peeled off. My breasts and my tiny black bottoms with Michelle next to me in her pink boy shorts with her head thrown back and her chest open to the sky. You stroked harder and faster, and you just let all of the beauty wash over you, and you came. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yeah, it was so hot watching you this. Do you want to know how I found out? We were on the swim team together. We weren't super serious or anything. Just intramural, but it was how we met. And can you imagine her body poured into a competition swimsuit? The high-cut legs and the skin-tight spandex hugging every curve on her body. Well, aren't you the flatter? Yeah, I suppose I probably looked good in mine too. Though I have quite a bit more booty than she does. But I loved looking at her during practice. I stared at her while she swam and while she waited for the next race and while we were in the shower afterwards. I didn't know any better. And she noticed, because she knew how she looked too. One night, I was practicing late, and I thought I was alone. And afterwards, I went back to the locker room and started showering. And I thought I was alone, so I was taking my time. I hadn't taken off my suit yet, so I was just standing under the water, letting it pour on me. And I thought about Michelle and how she looked during practice. And again, I thought I was alone. So I started touching myself. Lightly at first, just letting my fingers barely trace up and down my legs and my stomach and my sides. But soon harder, I imagined that my body was her body and I wanted it. I squeezed my tits and I pinched and pulled my nipples. I leaned my head against the wall in the shower and let the water cascade off my back. I grabbed my chest with one hand and I pulled the crotch of my swimsuit aside with the other and I fucked myself until my knees started to get weak. And the whole time, I panted her name and begged her to use my body and to let me use hers. I told her I wanted to be her filthy little slut, that I would eat her pussy for as long as she wanted, that I would worship her tits and her ass, like she was the only woman on earth. And soon I was too far gone, and all I could do was moan her name into the wall. I tugged on my nipple and fucked my cunt. But right as I was about to come, I felt something push up against my ass, and my hand close over my mouth. I was so close. I couldn't even scream. And I felt another hand pull mine away from my dripping slit. And I heard her whisper in my ear, "All you had to do was ask." And she used me, mister. Right there. In the shower, she made me every bit the whore I promised I would be. Can you imagine that? Could you imagine? The two of us. So eager to taste and lick and touch and fuck each other that we couldn't even be bothered to take off our swimsuits. She pushed me against the wall in the shower and she devoured me and fuck, it came so hard. It was a good thing no one else was there because the wail I let out with her mouth on my neck and my nipple pinched between her finger and her thumb and her other hand rubbing my clit was fucking unmistakable. And then it was my turn. I dropped to my knees and I pushed her ass back and I pulled her suit to the side and I feasted on her tight, wet, pink pussy. I licked and sucked until she grabbed the back of my head and pulled me tight. And then she knelt down beside me under the water. And we kissed and tasted each other and ran our hands across each other's bodies. That was just the first time, but it's the time I remember most. I still get off thinking about it. I imagine her pretending to leave, just like you did, so she could come back and watch me. I imagine her coming into the shower to see me touching myself with my eyes closed. I imagined her listening to me talk about her. Well, I got hotter, filthier, and she couldn't hold herself back. And she had to have me for herself. Do you wish you could see that? I know, baby. And since you've been so good, now you get. I'm going to lay on my back. And I want you to straddle me. And now I'm gonna stroke your hard cock until you come all over my tits and all over my face. And you can play with my tits all you want. You can squeeze them, you can pinch my nipples, you can grope me until you come. I'm just your sweet little slut. You can do whatever you want to be. I'm your sweet little slut. I'm your little slut. Kissing each other in our wet swimsuits is almost more than you can stand. I think you would want to blow your hot, sticky fucking load all over both of our wet faces while our tongues dance in and out of each other's mouths. I think you would want to watch us grind against each other and make ourselves come I'll be waiting for you to be ready again. Like dirty little splits. Think about that. Yeah. While I stroke you, baby. Think about your cum dripping off of her tits and into my mouth. And think about me licking it off her pussy. Yeah. Licking all your hot, sticky cum off her pussy. Think about both of us on our knees in front of you, begging you to come. Come for us, baby. Come for your city girls. Come for the sluts you watched when you thought we couldn't see. Yeah, yeah. Come over these tits. Yeah. Oh my god, come over my tits. Oh. Quite a mess. Just look at your cum shining in the firelight on my titties. No, I don't need a towel. Oh, what do you mean? Were you not paying any attention? I told you that no one could watch us, but I said no one in our tents. I didn't say anything about your tent. Anyway, I'm better that I could get the first load from you, and I did. So now I get your first load in my pussy too. Don't worry. We'll make sure you have time to recover while she cleans me up. Come on. You don't want to miss this.